Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. We have another community dialogue that is happening this Saturday. Joining us with the details is John Kastner with the City of Stratford's Ad Hoc Committee for the Grand Trunk Renewal Project. John, it's good to see you.
Good morning, sir. How are you? Always a pleasure.
John, we've got another presentation or another dialogue set for Saturday.
Yeah, so we had a couple of weeks ago, we had one up at the Rotary Complex, and we sort of gave an idea of where we were, what could happen, what was possible, what was probable, what was improbable. And one of the recurring themes that's taken place right from the very beginning was, you know, you should go see this place, or, you know, you should see what they did here, you should see what they did in Pittsburgh, you should see what we did, that sort of thing. So one of the strategies the ad hoc committee came up with, particularly the communications group and the vision and planning group, was to bring together some speakers for this weekend. And the summary of it is, what can we learn from elsewhere? Who has done what, where, what worked, what didn't? And we really sort of wanted to concentrate on things in Southern Ontario. We've had suggestions about, you know, places in Europe or places throughout the United States. And we thought we could identify more with things that have happened, you know, more or less within the 519 and 416 area codes.
Sure. And from your vantage point, obviously you've gotten some information. What do you think moving forward in terms of those other projects and that sort of thing?
Yeah. So one of the really interesting things is we think about places we've been and where they've revitalized downtown. So Cam Guthrie, who's the mayor of Guelph, he's going to be one of the speakers. And they did a really interesting revitalization downtown. And what he talked about was sort of public-private partnerships. You know, what can we do? What can the city do to facilitate somebody developing something? You know, they've got parking garages downtown, which the city needed, which private enterprise built and ran. They've got the Sleeman Center, the arena down there. They've got a theater down there. And so he talks about how that model works. Similarly, in Kitchener, the mayor of Kitchener is coming as well, and he talked about sort of the Bright Up area. We think about King Street and Victoria, where there was a lot of, you know, sort of medium industry, you know, tanneries and things like that, and they built a lot of housing, but they developed, some retail around it as well, some office space. It really created sort of, I would say, micro neighborhoods downtown, and took an industrial area, not dissimilar to this, and revitalized it into a sort of a wide range of things. Not just housing, you know, not just a Y, not just a community place, but also a place where you can buy groceries, where there's a drugstore, where there's doctor's offices, sort of a mini neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be one of the more enticing models, is not to turn it into one thing, but sort of turn it into many things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The possibilities are endless with something like this.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah.
And I was through the building yesterday, and it's, the amount of work that's been done inside, which the public might not know. I live sort of a couple hundred meters away. I was unaware as to what's gone in there as far as how it's cleaned up and repurposed, and they've taken the roof deck off. All the steel trusses have been sandblasted and painted, and you really sort of see now it's starting to take shape in a bit of an empty box, and by extension, a clean sheet of paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So the community dialogue number two is set for this Saturday, and there was a great response the last time to the Rotary Complex, and I think what people noted is how many newcomers to Stratford and area were there with questions and wanting more information about the Grand Trunk Renewal.
Yeah, and that's absolutely correct. And I think one of the great things is the level of interest. And by and large, there's a bit of public discord in society now about everything, but I was really taken aback with how positive it was, how exciting it was, and how people came up to me afterwards and said, you know, is there, you know, what can I do? And, you know, we talked a little bit at that public meeting about the steam engine 6218, which is in that iconic photo when it's hanging from the ceiling. And I talked about how it's at the Fort Erie Museum, and there's a possibility they might surrender it to Stratford. And I had people come up afterwards and said, like, can I write a check? Is there a way to
wow.
get that train here? Like,
yeah, yeah.
How much is it going to cost? And I said, well, it's early days yet. But my takeaway from that was how excited and positive it was. Cam Guthrie, sort of a bit of a friend of mine from Guelph, and he sort of said something that really stuck with me, and I talked about it at that meeting. He said, for decades, the people of Stratford have looked at that site as a problem. Mm. And I saw a problem. What are we going to do about it? He goes, it is an unbelievable opportunity, and there is not a city in Canada that wouldn't love to have 18 acres downtown under its control where you can sort of dictate what the next 50 years of this community is going to look like. Mm-hmm. It's a formative project, and it is... And I've sort of stopped looking at it as, geez, what are we going to do here? To, oh, my God, what can we do here?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's really, I think, where we're at. And that's a little bit what we're going to talk about Saturday, how exciting it is, the opportunities that exist, and how we can, this council, this group, this community has got a chance to sort of pave the way for the next half a century and change downtown and change the community.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's this Saturday. It's Saturday afternoon, we should let
folks
know. That's
correct. It's 2 to 4. There is registration. Now, I just want to clear that nobody gets, no. If you don't register, you still get in based on capacity. But the city and the ad hoc committee is inviting people to register, and if for no other reason, so we don't have any chairs to put up
sure,
the numbers.
Sure, exactly.
And that's through the Engage Stratford website. Mm-hmm. There's a link there, an Eventbrite link, to register. In addition, on that site, one of the things the Communications Committee did was what we called frequently asked questions. So there's 30-some questions, and we've sat down and thought, what is every question we can think of? How's this going to work? Who's going to pay for it? What's the contamination like? Why is it taking so long? What about the railway tracks? All those questions. And Andrew Hilton and myself, the communications co-chair with me, along with a number of other members of the committee, went through those 30-some questions, and we got researched and got fact-based answers for those questions. So I would invite people to go there as well. Some of the questions that came up at the Rotary Complex, I said, that's great, glad to answer. They're also on the website. And if somebody's got a question that's not answered, let us know. We'll put a fact-based answer there, and we'll add that. It's a living document where we can make changes.
Yeah, that's perfect. So again, get all the details. We'll share it on our socials and with mystraffordnow.com. This is a community dialogue number 2, and I imagine there'll be more coming up. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, very. As it develops and as there's changes, that will be an ongoing part of the public process, the ad hoc committee process. One of its key roles is for these portals of information, and there are two ways. The ad hoc committee can give information out to the public, but it's also a place where the public provides feedback as well.
And that's so important. So again, John Kastner with the ad hoc committee, thanks for your continued work with community projects like this. And before we let you go, John, congratulations on your latest gig, shall we say, with the Anne Frank House. That's fantastic.
Yeah, thanks very much. That was something that was sort of in the works for a couple of years. Really started during COVID. They felt they needed somebody in North America. And I'd sort of suggested that to them. And I didn't think about me being the person. But we sort of, when I retired in December, conversations, and they were great conversations, sort of started in earnest. And I'm pretty excited. And to be honest, more than excited, I'm sort of humbled and honored. Pretty important work.
Yeah, and you're representing the Anne Frank House for Canada. Is that fair?
Yeah, there's 5 exhibits in Canada, and my job is to, first of all, get them all centralized, which we've done, and then get them out to places. Today I'm going to the Anne Frank Public School in Toronto. The exhibit that was at the Stratford Perth Museum is going to go there for a month. I've got a couple calls with the one of the exhibits probably going to go to Montreal, and that's to get them out in front of people.
Yeah, and I know some of the comments on social media and Facebook, so much for retirement there, John. Yeah. I think you're busier than ever.
Yeah, they sort of caught me in a weak moment. I'd sort of gone through holidays. It was middle of January. I'm sort of caught up with things, and I'm going, geez, what am I going to do? And got an email and said, hey, we'd like to talk about this, and I said, sure.
But a perfect choice. That's great. John Kastner, again, community dialogue number 2 locally for the GTR renewal for the ad hoc committee. That is happening Saturday at Stratford City Hall Auditorium. So that's a great location for that. We'll share all the details. John Kastner. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Jamie. Thanks so much.